Our top story, two people in Auckland who completed managed isolation in the same hotel and at the same time but on a different floor as the woman at the centre of the Northland scare are now confirmed as infected with COVID-19. They left the Pullman Hotel on January the 15th, 2 days after the Northland woman was allowed out of the isolation facility. The two new positive cases have been living in the north of Auckland, but are now isolating in the Jet Park quarantine facility. Health officials are asking people who visited 12 locations visited by the pair in Albany, Silverdale, Orewa, Rosedale and Northcote to get tested. The Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, says they may have been infected towards the end of their stay in managed isolation after returning two negative tests each during their stay. He says it's too early to tell if these are historical or active cases, but the Ministry of Health is treating them as current infections out of an abundance of caution. Dr. Bloomfield says genome sequencing results are due today. Serology results should be back tomorrow. Roughly 20 people who were in isolation at the Pullman at the same time have yet to be contacted. I spoke earlier to the Minister for COVID-19 Response, Chris Hipkins. He told me a number of steps have been taken in the wake of these positive tests.
We still can't identify for certain whether they were a more recent infection at the hotel or whether they are the result of a historic infection that hasn't previously been picked up. The CT values are reasonably high, but not high enough that you could safely conclude that they are definitely historic cases. Hence, we're working with an abundance of caution here. So we still don't have the genomic sequencing. We are likely to get that today. That'll tell us which variant of the virus it is, and help us to piece together the puzzle a bit more, identify whether it did in fact come from our managed isolation or whether it's come from somewhere else.
Well, speaking of such things, you don't know what strain yet, but was there several members of a family and were they all in the same room? And indeed, were they on the same floor as the case in Northland?
They were on a different floor to the Northland case, slightly different timetable. Departure, I think, 2 days after the Northland case. So, you know, still some questions there. We don't yet know what the genome sequence is going to reveal about, you know, where the infection might have come from. But we are proceeding with a great degree of caution. So close contacts have been identified and asked to isolate and test. We have released the list of public places where they have been so that people can monitor for symptoms, they can get a test, and so on. And that just, again, helps to add that extra layer of precaution so that we can stamp out any infection should there be any.
How many test results on people at the Pullman Hotel are you waiting to get back?
I haven't got the latest update this morning. As of sort of late yesterday, we were looking, I think we've done about three quarters at least of the people who had left in the time frame in question had been retested and all had come back negative, barring about four. The first two, the Director General went through in our media conference yesterday. They were people who one was a historic case, the other one turned out to be not be a case, a false positive. Then we've got these two that we're dealing with at the moment.
So that's about 100 people you're waiting on test results for, approximately?
Look, I just don't have that particular number or an up-to-date particular number. Obviously, a lot of testing has been going on. There will have been further test results being processed overnight, and I'll get an outcome on those sometime around 9 o'clock this morning is the usual sort of pattern for that.
Are you having trouble contacting anyone who stayed in the Pullman? Are there any people out there who you cannot track down?
Again, I haven't had any information since late yesterday. I think there were still around 20 people on the latest update that I had. That's out of about 300 and something that they were still endeavouring to contact. But by and large, people have been quick to answer their phones, quick to go and get tests. The vast majority of those tests have come back negative.
Now, you mentioned the CT value of the second tests, higher on the second test on these two cases. So does that mean that this is an infection that is progressing?
It's an infection that's getting older, so it's a relatively old infection. But then if the infection had been towards the end of the people's stay, given that that was the 15th, we're now a couple of weeks on from that it's possible that could still be reflective of an infection towards the end of their stay. On the other hand, it could also be reflective of an infection that's previous, that's recovered, and that is, you know, we do see from time to time get the re-emergence of a positive test result, even though the person's no longer showing symptoms and no longer infectious. At this point, there's just not enough information to identify exactly which scenario this falls under.
Do you know which country these people came in from?
Yes, I do, but we haven't released that information at this point.
Could that be material, though? I mean, are we talking about people who've come in, for example, from South Africa or from the UK?
They're not from neither of those countries, but if their country of origin becomes material, necessary information, then of course we would release that. But at this point, we're still working on the basis that the risk that we're trying to control here is risk of infection within managed isolation.
And on that, do you have any sense of how they caught it, indeed how the Northland woman caught it at the Pullman? For example, are we looking, seriously, do we need to be looking at the air conditioning, the communal areas?
So we've already made one change with the air conditioning, which is that it's now actually staying on in order to create a bit of positive air pressure within the hotel. So typically, if you think about the hallways in hotels, they don't have the air conditioning on all of the time. They come on periodically through the day to flush some fresh air through there, and then they turn them off again. We've now got that running permanently, and what that will do is create positive air pressure in the common spaces so that things don't linger around in the common spaces, a positive airflow. So that change has already been made. That was made about 36 hours ago. So we're always looking at those kind of things. We will probably stop putting new people into the Pullman, so we'll slowly empty it out for a little bit just to see what we can find out about, where things, what might be happening there. The advice that I've had still is that it's more likely to be a behavioural rather than environmental thing. So it's more likely to be something that's caused by human beings being human beings rather than there being an environmental problem with the Pullman. But you never rule anything in or out when you're looking at these things. You've got to keep an open mind until such time as you've got enough information to be able to narrow down a likely scenario.
So what other things are you doing at the Pullman now? And is it, aside from, like you're saying, you're kind of beginning to empty it out, is it also time to consider an extra test for people after they leave MIQ?
Yeah, so I think I've mentioned this before. We did consider that late last year. At the time, the public health advice was that wasn't justified. We're looking at that again. I've asked for them to go away and refresh that advice, and we're certainly going to look at that again. We are making further changes at the Pullman. There's obviously a deep clean that goes on there following any incident like this. There's a few staffing changes being made, so staff in some cases work across different managed isolation facilities. For now, we will make sure that the Pullman staff are contained only to the Pullman and not working across different facilities. So there are a variety of small changes that will be made, but the most logical at this point is until we figure out what's happened at the Pullman, we just won't put more further new people in there. We won't take people out of there. We've delayed the release of people who were due to be released just while we figure out what's been going on. We're endeavouring to just control that risk as much as we can.
So effectively, it is going into a slightly tighter set of restrictions by the sound of things. What about Auckland as a whole? You must be considering, with anniversary weekend coming up, are you going to need to raise the alert level and put Auckland into some level of lockdown, or indeed Northland with Waitangi coming up?
It's important to remember that we've not seen any evidence through these cases of community transmission. So any positive cases that have come up, the most likely scenario, if they were not historic, is that there was an infection within managed isolation. If we saw that they had already started to pass those on and that there had been transmission within the community, then we would obviously look very closely at what our response might be. We've not seen any evidence of that at the moment. It is important to remember, we talk a lot about what's called the R value with COVID-19, which is the number of additional cases that would emerge from each case. Now, the R values are generally in low single figures. The new variants have a slightly higher R value than the older cases. But for many, many people, the R value is zero. So many people who get COVID-19 don't pass it on to anybody else. Now, in the Northland case, at this point, I could, an optimistic view would be that case has an R value of zero. They haven't passed it on. Even the person's husband, who they'd had a lot of contact with, has not tested positive. So that's encouraging. We don't know the R value for this current case or how many other people they might have passed it on to. But at this point, we haven't picked anybody up. Now, we have done some testing around the latest case. We've already had some test results back and they have been negative.
That is the Minister for COVID-19 Response, Chris Hipkins.